Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Thousands flee bloody Nigerian clashes. Calm in DRC allows ministry to expand, and missionary teams report growth in outreach in Bolivia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, with fierce fighting on the rise in central Nigeria, thousands of refugees are on the move. The clash is part ethnic feud, part political unrest, and part sectarian conflict. SIM's Malcolm McGregor says their teams keep close watch on the conditions.
It does mean that as problems arise, our missionaries are in situations where they may get caught up in riots, they may be targeted in different ways because of why they're there. And like any good organization in these situations, we obviously look at all the contingencies and try to plan carefully for them.
McGregor believes ministry has a great future in Nigeria.
I believe it is one of the most unique countries in the world today because it exists on this fault line between Christianity and Islam, and because also there's a strong church in that nation who are really wanting to see God's purposes accomplished.
Next, more security and more peace is helping Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African nation has been plagued by rebel violence that has destabilized the country for years. Karen Lewis is the relief coordinator for Africa Inland Mission.
As the days have been going on, there does seem to be more security, more peace, more reconciliation efforts. So I have been able, even within the last month, to get into places that I have not been able to get into before.
Lewis says through the local church, they're now able to help the internally displaced Congolese, and the church is benefiting from it.
There's a lot more people coming to church and relying on God, and of course living by faith is tested to the extreme. One thing that I've really been impressed by is the response of the local church there in reaching out to people and seeing them as an outreach ministry.
Funding is needed for their Congo Crisis Relief Fund. You're listening to Mission Network News. It used to be Chinese Christians sang their hymns silently in a room with closed windows. These days, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says that scenario has exploded beyond the walls into the open. China Partner has seen church growth extend to the construction of seminaries and more new churches.
Here in Hubei province, where I'm currently visiting, there are 500,000 baptized Christians, which only have 60 ordained pastors who shepherd these Christians. That is a ratio of one pastor for every 8,300 Christians. This is the challenge the Chinese church is faced with today.
Berkland explains the one method most effective in bringing people to Christ.
It is lifestyle evangelism. Christians have a different way of living after they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This is noticed by those who have regular contact with these new Christians, and as a result, they are curious about it. This God they have never heard about.
Meanwhile, relationships will be the key to New Tribes Mission's ministry efforts abroad. More than 50 New Tribes missionaries met recently to apply a new relationship-centered approach to their work. The goal not only helps missionaries understand a culture and quickly learn a new language, but builds deeper relationships, allowing missionaries to teach and disciple friends. That can't help but open doors to evangelize and eventually start churches. And Grace Ministries International says there's a lot going on in their Bolivian youth ministry. GMI missionaries work through three schools where 1,800 students receive a Christian education through a year-round camp program and through Awana programs in the churches. This month, a number of students and some teachers at camp responded to biblical lessons on purity. The missionaries also report solid growth in the lives of young people who are studying in the training center. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.